Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because life is difficult and it has many challenges and we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about a topic that affects every part of our life. What if I told you I could give you one strategy that would make your brain sharper? You would have better focus, you would have better memory, you would make better decisions because your brain is simply sharper. But not only that, this strategy would put you in a better mood. You would be more positive, more uplifted. You would just feel better about life and have less episodes of depression and anxiety and things of that nature, that your mood would be elevated from this one strategy. Not only that, but your heart would be healthier and you'd have less likelihood of high blood pressure, heart disease. In addition, this one strategy can make you more athletic. Now, it can't necessarily make you an Olympic athlete, but it can help boost your physical performance and athleticism to a higher level. Also, this one strategy can boost your immune system so you're sick less often. It can also help you control your weight. Now again, a lot of factors go into weight management, so one strategy can't completely fix that, but it would affect it. You would have an easier time maintaining your weight by employing this one strategy. It would also affect your relationships. You would have stronger, more positive relationships in your life when you bring in this one strategy. From just one thing, you can have better relationships, an easier time maintaining a healthier weight, a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, a more athletic body, a more positive emotional state and mood, and a sharper brain. Man, that's a great strategy, isn't it? Isn't that something that we want? If we could do one thing that affected all of those areas, wouldn't we want that in our life? Well, I'm going to give you that one strategy today, and I'm going to give you some strategies to help you put that one strategy into your life. And the one thing that we can do to help us in all of these areas is to get good quality sleep. Sleep is a foundational element of life. It is absolutely crucial to get good quality sleep on a consistent basis. It's interesting though that some people seem to think that it's a source of pride to not sleep very much. I've heard people brag about not sleeping, that they stay up half the night, they get up early in the morning, they're busy, 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 and actually seem to take pride in the idea of foregoing sleep. There are people that seem to take pride in staying awake at night, worrying about the troubles of life, as if they are showing how much they care. That by worrying all night and not sleeping very much, they are demonstrating in their minds how much they care about whatever they're worried about. And so sometimes we forego sleep or quality sleep, and we actually take pride in that. We think that because we're not sleeping well, it means we care, that we're concerned, or that we're busy, or that we're doing important things, or that maybe we're tenacious and strong and we don't need to sleep. All these things are misguided attempts to address the things of life. When we get consistent, good quality sleep, it improves every area of our life, physically, emotionally, and how we engage the world around us. And so today I want to give you some strategies to start getting better sleep. And so I found an article that summarized this quite well on healthline.com. It gives strategies for getting good sleep. And the first strategy is to expose yourself to light in the mornings. Particularly getting some sunlight in the morning helps regulate our natural body clock and lets us get into a good rhythm where we are awake in the daytime and we sleep at night. If we expose ourselves to sunlight in the mornings, it just tends to regulate our bodies in such a way that we get into a good rhythm and sleeping at night tends to be more natural. Now that sounds easy enough, but it's actually quite a challenge for some people. If you work at home, for example, you may not go out very much. Or if you do, you might go out after work in the evenings. And particularly in the wintertime, when the sun sets early, you may not really be exposed to natural light very much. Or if you just leave your house to go catch the bus and go directly into work, perhaps you're getting a little bit of light on the way, but not much. And so sometimes the way our life is ordered, we really don't get a lot of light, particularly sunlight, in the morning hours. So the first strategy is to expose yourself to light, particularly sunlight, but artificial light can do as well, particularly in the morning hours. Get some light into your life in the morning hours. The second strategy is to avoid certain artificial lights, particularly in the evening and right before bed. And this is particularly the light that comes from computers and smartphones and even television. These artificial lights that are used on phones and computers and televisions, if we are absorbing that light, particularly late in the evening, particularly right before we go to bed, it tends to disrupt our sleep patterns. This one's tough in the modern age because a lot of people like to be on their phone, particularly at night, catching up on social media, catching up on news websites or sports scores or whatever it might be. And some people will lay in bed and just be on their phone for a while. And while this may seem relaxing, it actually stimulates our brain in such a way that it disrupts our sleep patterns. And so while we need light, particularly in the mornings, we need to avoid these artificial lights, particularly late at night and right before bed. Put the phone away, turn the computer off. Make sure you're not absorbing a lot of that kind of light that comes from screens right before you sleep. The third strategy is to be cautious about caffeine in the afternoons and evenings. I think most people would avoid caffeine late at night. Most people understand if you drink coffee at night, it's probably going to keep you awake. But some people are more sensitive than others, and so it takes a little bit of experimentation, perhaps. While some people may be able to have that afternoon cup of coffee and be just fine, other people are more sensitive to caffeine, and so that afternoon cup of coffee can actually affect your sleep. So be aware of that, pay attention to it, and understand that our bodies change. So maybe you've been accustomed to having that afternoon cup of coffee and it never bothered you before, but in recent days and weeks you've discovered you're not sleeping very well. Our bodies change over time, and so it's possible that that afternoon cup of coffee that once didn't bother you now is affecting your sleep just because you've gotten older. Just as time goes by, our bodies change over the years, and we may have to adjust our intake of caffeine or the timing of that cup of coffee because our bodies react to the stimulant of caffeine differently at different points of life as we age. The fourth strategy is to understand relaxation is key. We need to relax in order to sleep well. But some people kind of approach bedtime as a time to start working on everything else in their mind. Because we're busy during the day, because we have work and the kids to take care of and the homes to clean and all of these things that we do during the day, sometimes our mind is distracted. And when we lay down to go to sleep, sometimes it seems like that's the time we're going to work out all of the things of life. We don't have time to worry about everything in the world during the day because we're busy. So some people approach bedtime as a time to start thinking about all of those issues, the things that upset you during the day, the worries that you have about family or friends or work or whatever it is, that we use that time of laying down and being quiet to run through all the things we're concerned about in our minds and see if we can solve all the world's problems while we're laying in bed. This is a really bad approach. Relaxation is key. We do not need to use our sleep time to try to solve all the problems of the world or to try to fix all the worries of our life. Think about it like this. If you are going to solve the world's problems, if you are going to fix the worries of your life, don't you need to have a sharper brain and an elevated mood and more positive outlook? Don't you need to have better relationships and a more healthy body and to be sick less often? Isn't it a better strategy if you really want to fix the worries in your life to be physically and emotionally healthier? Well, then we need to sleep. Staying up worried about all these things, thinking through all the problems in life, thinking about all the stuff that's happened yesterday or going to happen tomorrow, it's counterproductive to actually fixing those problems. If we learn to relax and get good quality sleep, we are more likely to be able to actually address all the problems that we're concerned about. And so there's a few things that you could try to help relax at night. Everyone's different. Not everyone's going to find the same thing helpful, but experiment with different things and find a few things that could help you. There's no one thing that helps everyone, but you can do things like read a book, things like deep breathing, things like prayer and meditation, things like a warm bath at night, or some sort of ritual that helps us relax. Is a key element to getting good sleep. The fifth strategy is to exercise, but not late at night. Getting some exercise, even some moderate or light exercise during the day, can be really, really helpful to getting sleep at night. It's kind of like the idea of getting light in the mornings. Our bodies need a rhythm. And so if we are exercising in the mornings or in the afternoons, we get into the rhythm of being active in the day, our bodies will react by being quiet at night. Now, if we exercise late at night, our bodies get stimulated and it's going to be harder to sleep. But exercise is a really good element to help us sleep. It allows our bodies to be in that rhythm of activity and rest. So we give our bodies an opportunity to have strong activity in the mornings or afternoons, and in the late evening and at night, our bodies will more naturally rest. And so expose yourself to light in the mornings. Avoid the computer or phone late at night at bedtime. Be cautious about caffeine, even in the afternoons. Understand relaxation is key. Find ways to relax. And exercise during the day, but not late at night. If you do this, you're going to get better quality sleep on a more consistent basis. And when you do that, all of life is better. If you do this, I know it will help you. Thank you so much for listening. I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.